Hey guys, right on time.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay, before we get started, we got a couple things we need to talk about before we get to the sponsors. And I added a couple, so when I was out. Personal thank you going out to my buddy Jason H. for listening. Thanks so much for listening, bro. We appreciate it. Lost three people this last week. Dawn Wells, 82, Marianne of Gilligan's Island, died due to COVID-19 complications. Ecstasy of Houdini died. He was only 56. I don't know the cause of his death. And Doom died at age 49. Hip-hop artist Doom died. It was announced New Year's Eve, but he died on Halloween. So
I just saw on Twitter Paul Westphal died, the former Celtics coach and or Celtics player and Suns coach.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Paul, didn't he coach the Lakers?
He might have coached the Lakers as well, but I know he coached the Suns and took them to the finals back in the 90s.
Oh, okay. Wow, and I saw where Ernie Holmes, I think, was the name of the star quarterback from Syracuse before Jim Brown died. He was 78, so tough week.
Yeah.
So how was your New Year's, guys?
Mine was really, really good. It was actually our delayed Christmas. So yesterday we celebrated Christmas and a new year that's not 2020. And yeah, it was a good day.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
How was your Scott?
Yeah, mine was good. I think I went to bed at 12:01, so not too exciting.
Well, I had the typical gunfire at my place. So yeah, fun times.
I told my family yesterday that between about 11:45 p.m. on December 31st and 12:05 a.m. on January 1st, it sounded like Beirut. The folks at the cul-de-sac over there, they were letting 2020 have it, and you know, welcoming 2021. So yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They let them up all right. That's for sure.
Yep.
Our sponsors, one of our main sponsors here is my buddy Josh Combs down there. He's a team leader at Ray Skillman. If you're looking for a new or used car, and he'll work with you if your credit isn't, you know, picture perfect. His cell phone is 317-665-6559. That's Josh Combs at Ray Skillman. Give him a call at 317-665-6559. The Steer Inn, if you're looking for and they have dine-in. All my places that I talk about have dine-in. Steer Inn in historic Irvington at 5130 East 10th Street, Indianapolis, 46219. 317-568-0996. Guy Fieri approved. If you're looking for classic family-style diner, this is the place for you to go. They bake pies fresh every day. Basically, it's all American food. Their breakfasts are great. They've got chicken and noodles. They've got, you know, beef Manhattan. They've got the best macaroni and cheese in town. So check them out. The Steer Inn at 317-356-0996. They're open every day except for Monday. If you're a sports fan like I am, and I know Rob and Scott, for both sports fans, make sure you check out this website, theshopindy.com, theshopindy.com. If you want to walk in like I do, they have a location in Broad Ripple and a location in Clay Terrace if you're on the north side. They have all the colleges represented. They have Market Square Arena shirts, Deer Creek shirts, Hoosier Dome shirts, Burger Chef shirts, Hook's drugstore shirts and Indy 11 shirts, and they even have Burger Chef drinking glasses. So, super cool place if you like retro nostalgia throwback kind of thing. It's, you can get online, theshopindy.com, theshopindy.com. If you saw me on social media, both of my articles was from there. The Ball State Cardinals hat and the Ball State throwback Cardinals t-shirt was from there. It's a very cool place to check out. Guys, I get the virus thing, and I get why nobody wants to be out, but last Wednesday was a cold, rainy day for winter, and I was in Broad River walking around, and it was cold rain, pretty fairly hard, and the thing that sums it up for me for 2020, I was in Broad River at 10 a.m., nobody was in Starbucks. Nobody. In Broad Ripple. And I'm like, this is bananas. So anyway, I've discovered a new place for you guys to check out. It's a new restaurant there in Broad Ripple, and I applaud them for opening that here in this tough economy with the virus. It's called Dad's Kitchen. And how they wrote this up is, it tastes like home. Their address is 6336 Guilford Avenue, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46220. And how they describe themselves is, what's in your dad's kitchen? Whether you're looking to sit in for a cup of coffee or on the run, Dad's Kitchen has your back. Inspired by quick and casual food, Dad's Kitchen is a mix of delicious Spanish and American foods, and they also have Peruvian as well. We're a family-run business. They're open every day, Monday through Thursday. They get a little bit of a breakfast crowd at 7 a.m. So they're 7 to 9 Monday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday, 8 to 11, and Sunday, 8 to 7. They're right by Qdoba. You know where Qdoba is in Broad Ripple. Their phone number is 317-896-6209. I'll do a brief rundown here of their menu a little bit. Breakfast, I had their breakfast. It was outstanding. I had the Western omelet with home fries and wheat toast. And then for dessert, I had a red velvet cupcake. It was with orange juice. It was amazing. They've got omelets. They've got a Western omelet, broccoli and feta omelet, mushrooms, tomatoes, and onions, and the protein omelet. They've got breakfast sandwiches, bagels, pancakes, French toast. I've never had this, but I'm open to trying it. Avocado toast. And they even have smoked salmon and cream cheese for the breakfast. Lunch is Mexican tacos, where you get three. They've got two chicken tacos to choose from. They've got burgers, quesadillas, New York style sandwiches like chicken salad, tuna salad, roast beef, pastrami, corned beef. And then for dinner, they've got pasta. Interesting thing that I've never had, which I want to try, is the Peruvian dishes. They've got a beef stir fry, chicken stir fry, shrimp stir fry, and Peruvian stir fry. So I want to go back and check that out. They've got salads as well. Of course, they've got coffee, and that's it. If you're looking for something a little different, make sure you check out Dad's Kitchen. Their phone number is 317-986-6209. Or if you want to check out pictures of their outstanding food, it's dadskitchenindy.com. El Jorepo over on the east side by me is another authentic Mexican place. 30 East Washington Point Boulevard. I was doing laundry. Sorry about that. El Horipo.
I've never heard, you know, having a cough is called doing the laundry. But, okay.
Well, that's my laundry. Oopsie.
Cough button.
Yeah, I wish.
Does that beep when you need it?
Yeah, the old xylophone came in just in time for my curse word. El Horipo at East 30th Washington Point Drive, Indianapolis, 46229. 317-898-3921. They've got a wide array of authentic Mexican food. Fajitas, seafood, chicken, and Mexican traditions. I'm a big tamale guy. That's why I go there, is for the tamales. They've got tacos. They've got 30 combination platters under $10. They've got margaritas. They've got the Mexican pops, the Jorritos, which I like a lot. Burritos, quesadillas, enchiladas. And they've got a kids menu and a lunch menu as well. Make sure you check them out. Give them a call, 317-898-3921. That's El Horipo. And finally, our friends at Giacomo's Pizza. I was there before New Year's Eve. They're still doing well. They're doing dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. They're open 11 to 9. It's north side at Fort Bend, 417-896-4545. Greenwood, 317-883-8993. Or in Irvington, where I go, it's 356-6612. If you want to see their pizzas, which are outstanding, it's GiacomoPizza.com, GiacomoPizza.com. And the big three, I would say, that they sell the most of is the Cheese Louise, the Slaughterhouse Five, the Cheese Louise, which is the cheese pizza, the Slaughterhouse Five, which is all the meats that you can eat, and probably the Lazy Boy, which is the pepperoni, sausage, and ham, which is excellent as well. So there you have it. Before we get into the college football scoreboard, I have to do a correction. I was doing the YouTube show with my buddy Billy, and he didn't see the game, so I had to describe the game. And I said it was Tulane versus Michigan State. And granted, it was a T team, but that was incorrect. It was Tulsa versus Michigan State. It was total fisticuffs. And I talked about that yesterday. And it was totally unacceptable. Both the benches cleared and one player stomped on another player. And the two players that didn't have their helmets on, the one from Tulsa, Coldcox, the Mississippi State guy knocks him out on the ground anyway. So what are you guys' thoughts to the repercussions of those programs?
Yeah, I did not see it as it was live. I've seen a little bit of the, of the replays of it. And, I still don't know why it happened.
I don't either. I mean,
it doesn't matter why it happened.
No.
You know, to have that get that out of control, there does need to be consequences. I don't know that, you know, that both teams need to, you know, be severely sanctioned, because depending on what it was, if it was just words were said and then two players, you know, and got into it, and then it was just like on after that. You know, I believe certain players should be suspended upwards of a year. That's definite. But if it was more than that behind the scenes, then you look at the larger team.
Well, see, my brother Ben had a more extreme consequences. He said both programs should be suspended for a year and lose their scholarships.
Possibly.
That game was chippy throughout. I watched the whole thing, and yeah, there was several unsportsmanlike conduct penalties called, and just chippiness all throughout the game.
So. And I watched the Ball State game, and the San Jose State player gave a flying elbow to the head of a Ball State player, and the ref did nothing. And I'm like, really? So anyway, you guys know me. I don't talk about the refs very much, but in my opinion, with the Ball State game, I didn't say the refs were slow. I didn't say the refs were bad. They were slow, and I don't get that. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
let's do it. Let's do it in comparison. Let's just look at one incident that happened in another game that was evidently of most consequence last night. Yeah. Ohio State and Clemson.
Okay,
was that targeting? No, in my opinion, that's not targeting.
I thought targeting had to be to the head or neck. Boom. That's how I understood it, yep. But apparently yep. It doesn't.
There was a play last night against Ohio State's quarterback in the first or second quarter, if I remember correctly. Yep. And it was low. It was hard. It knocked him almost out. It was Fields that got hit. He got hit in the ribs with what appeared to be a helmet, definitely a shoulder. But it at least knocked the wind out of him and probably could have, like, blown up his kidney from the way it hit. And you know, that could have turned into something. What the refs did there was they stopped the entire game, reviewed the play, and then called it targeting. And to me, that was not targeting.
Yeah, and if you watch the replay, Fields kind of turns, too, at the last second, because the guy, it looked like he led with his shoulder.
Right.
And the way Fields turned caused him to get hit with the guy's helmet.
Yeah.
So I don't think there was any intention there by the by the Clemson player, but the refs saw it differently. Okay. So
back to the point of the games, it sounds like, because I didn't see it, that in one game it was a circus because the refs would not take control of it.
Mm-hmm.
In maybe the Ball State game, they were in more control of it, and possibly in what is a BCS championship semifinal, they were in over control of it.
Yeah, so, that makes sense. Yeah, so let's do the college scoreboard. Ball State beat San Jose State for their first bowl victory ever. Go Cards. I was surprised at this. Northwestern beat Auburn. I don't know if Auburn was down, but I think Northwestern's a good team. Alabama beat Notre Dame.
Shocker.
Yeah. You know me and the BCS, I'm not a fan.
Notre Dame was just clearly overmatched in that game. And
should they have even been there?
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't our best game. And to be overmatched and then not come out and play your best game, missed tackles all over the place. Our Notre Dame secondary killed them yesterday.
Here's a follow-up question for maybe now or later. Yep. Should Texas A&M, Cincinnati, or IU Hoosiers have been number four? You know, those were the ones in the rank 5, 6, 7 after that. So,
let's come back to that.
Until Notre Dame changes their admission standards and their academic standards for. They're not going to compete with the Alabamas and Clemson.
Oh, I agree with that. That's fair. We talked about Ohio State beat Clemson, which I was surprised. That's going to set up the final game. Wisconsin beat Wake Forest in the Butter Bowl. Because they dropped the trophy. Okay, you guys didn't get that, but that's fine. So, Iowa beat
thank you for clarifying, because I was like, there's a Land O'Lakes bowl.
I did see that where he dropped the trophy, but I didn't put two and two together. That's there right.
A little obscure, my bad. Iowa and Missouri was canceled, and IU lost to Ole Miss. They made a comeback, but man, their defense was bad, and which sets up Ohio State versus Alabama on January 11th at 8 on ESPN, which to me is like Ohio State got slid under the radar to get into Big Ten championship. And, you know, Alabama is Alabama. So I'm like, it's I'm not gonna. Well, I don't have ESPN, so it doesn't affect me anyway. But I'm like, eh. So.
Yeah, I. To me, it was going to be Alabama or Clemson, Ohio State or Notre Dame, and that's what we have. I imagine Alabama's going to win it all, but we shall see.
Yeah, I thought Ohio State would get killed by Clemson. Honestly. I did too. And Ohio State looked good last night. If they play like that on the 11th when they play Alabama, they've got a chance to keep the game close, I think.
So here's my Lucifer's advocate. Can you imagine in your mind if there was a 2014 playoff, who would win?
That was a little bit where I was going with my question about could anybody have beaten Bama that wasn't Clemson or Ohio State given the matchup. So if you take the top eight now, you know, there's a chance there.
Yeah.
But instead of having the championship in 2 weeks or whatever,
yeah.
Maybe next week you have the true final four that have at least gotten past a round of a playoff game.
Right.
If that works out in the current schedule, then you expand it to 12. You know, 12 I think is manageable. Absolutely, I don't understand why there's no reason we shouldn't have 12. Eventually, maybe get to 24.
Yeah,
I think you actually have a true tournament format that is not literally R4 no more every single year.
Right, right, with the same old teams.
Right.
So. There you have it. But I also think that 2 weeks is a little long for them to wait to do the game. But
well, and that's the other thing. If you expand it to 24, instead of having the fluff games the first month and a half of a football right. season, you go right into your conference.
Right.
And then you can look at what are the 24 best teams across, yes, the MAC, the, you know, the Western Athletic Conference, all of them, all the mid-majors, you know, all of it. And then you can really, that's when you have the discussion. You don't start with preseason rankings and basically there's little movement from day one to the last day. You basically say once the conferences have played it out over a 10-week season, not a 13-week right. season, then you can start having a playoff discussion of who deserves of 24 teams to be in that championship series.
You guys know the coach of Ole Miss?
Oh, they were doing a piece on it as I was watching. Who is it again?
Lane Kiffin.
Yeah. Raiders. Yeah, that's
Jamarcus Russell. not so much. Yeah. Yeah, he's a super coach. Yeah, okay.
He evidently just beat the greatest team that got, you know, the biggest shaft in the history of college
man.
Football in the IU Hoosiers.
Yeah, oh, man. On that note, we're going to move ahead to the NFL. since it's the last week of the regular season, I'm going to do all the games that have except for like one, all the games that have playoff implications. It's the Dolphins and the Bills. Ravens at the Bengals, Falcons at the Bucks, Raiders and the Broncos, and I have to comment on the Raiders. There's no way Gruden's going to fall on the sword for this season. So they already fired their defensive coordinator. So in my opinion, the next person that needs to fall on the sword is GM Mike Mayock needs to go. But we'll see. Chargers and the Chiefs, Seahawks at the Niners, Saints at the Panthers, and then Titans at the Texans. And we need the Texans to win to make life easy. So here's the broadcast schedule for tomorrow, which I messed up bigger than life yesterday. Sunday, Steelers at the Browns at 1 on CBS. And I'm amazed they're playing four games. Normally, when the Colts are on, there's no other game on Fox. Steelers at Browns at 1 on CBS. Cowboys at Giants in the Dumpster Fire Bowl at 1 on Fox. Packers at the Bears at 4 on Fox. And then the big game for the Colts, the Jaguars, and the Colts at 4 on CBS. Colts are favored by 14. Gentlemen, what's your take on the point spread there?
No.
No, right? They're winning, but no. Not by 14.
Two. No, yeah, I agree.
I'm the game I'm watching the most is not the Titans game, because the Titans have to win. Just like the Titans basically have to win to keep a home field, so they're going to be playing. the Jags will play spoiler, so there's no way that the Colts will win by two touchdowns. The game I'm watching is the Steelers Browns. The Steelers will not have Ben Roethlisberger.
What?
Yeah.
They're resting him.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I just saw where the Browns have at least five players out on COVID.
Yeah, I saw that too.
So
the Steelers also announced like three of their defensive starters won't be playing because of COVID.
Joe Hayden's out, yeah.
Yeah, a couple other guys too.
So Cleveland absolutely has to win. It's a division game between those two teams. But if Cleveland wins, the Colts are done. That's it. And in my view, if the other scenarios don't go their favor, that's the final piece.
I don't think Miami beats Buffalo. So I think if the Colts win, I think Buffalo beats Miami, and I think we get in that way.
Okay.
Buffalo does have something to play for. I did miss that part.
So let's go over that really quick. The Colts playoff scenarios, the Colts have to win, and the Titans would have to lose, which is not looking very good. Or the Dolphins have to lose, or the Ravens have to lose, or the Browns have to lose. So let's go over that. I don't see the Ravens losing to the Bengals.
The Ravens are not losing tomorrow.
Okay.
With Roethlisberger sitting, I think Cleveland's going to win that game.
Right.
So like I said, I think our best chance is the Dolphins Buffalo game is the one we need to be watching.
Not broadcast locally. So the Colts have to take care of business, and they need help, and they either need a window from the Browns or the Dolphins, and it looks like we're leaning towards the Dolphins, right?
But yeah, based on what we know right now, yeah, I would say that is the only hope, because Colts cannot win just to get in. They need help.
Do you guys have your 11 things to come back for 2021 ready?
Yep.
Okay. Rob, go ahead.
All right. Since we're in Spinal Tap mode, my number 11 bonus pick is, because we're going to 11.
Turn it up to 11.
That's right. It goes one higher. the thing I really, really hope that can be brought back is never, ever, ever hearing the name Anthony Fauci ever again.
That's funny.
So I had to get that one in there.
Go ahead, Scott.
My bonus pick is kind of similar to Rob's, but I'm hoping we never hear the term new normal again.
Oh, wow. You guys, this is so much better than mine. My number 11, which could have been the number one, is everybody's health. So.
Yeah. No, I hit on that in a little, in a few more aspects as we go, but yeah, no, that's a theme throughout. Yeah.
Go ahead, Rob.
Number 10, I heard, you know, back in February, March, when we were starting to realize what this was going to be, some folks had said, well, I always thought shaking hands was, you know, just a dirty practice. The last stranger's hand I shook was my accountant's on March 13th, 2020, when I was getting my taxes done. And so, yeah, shaking hands or just hugs with people that you know, that you miss.
Sure, of course.
You know? So yeah, that's what I want to come back.
Okay. Scott?
My number 10 is getting my, I got three kids. They all play sports and everything. And right now with basketball, each kid's only allowed one spectator at the games.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, grandparents can't come, anything like that. So, my number 10 is hopefully getting that back to normal and everything. Because right now with our basketball games, my wife, like, records them.
Yeah.
Because I'm the coach, she's allowed to come to the game as my son's spectator.
Yeah.
She tapes them, and then we put them on YouTube and send it out to the team so everybody, you know, can send it to their grandparents and whoever else wants to watch it. But, yeah,
you guys are fancy.
Yeah.
Mine is regular TV show audiences, because I don't know if you've seen Jimmy Fallon, man. It's like, and that's it. Yeah. So.
Yep. No. Yeah. And that's one I missed putting in my list. But that in general, it's just, it's a weird time on a lot of those shows that you're like, I don't even watch them anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad. So my number 9, sitting in a full packed movie theater with no mask.
Oh yeah. That's on my list.
Yeah.
Scott.
My number 9 is being able to go to the grocery store and actually finding what you need and it not being sold out.
You picked one that's not on my list too, and I wish I'd done it. I dedicate this segment to Lysol and Clorox.
Yeah, there is no Lysol anywhere.
And not just that, it's like stuff that has nothing to do with, you know.
Yeah.
When the virus first hit, I was talking with somebody before they shut all the bars down. Before they shut all the bars down, and the bartender behind the bar said her husband bought 41 cans of Lysol.
Why?
Resell it on the internet.
Yep, that's what they do. And the thing that really gets under my skin over the whole thing is we're going on 11 or 12 months now. And where was the Operation Warp Speed for those types of products so that regular people can go in and get them anytime, anywhere? It just never happened. And it's like, wait a second, is Lysol or Clorox adverse to profit? You know, they could control the price on this and the distribution of it, but they just haven't done it.
And so, then the prices on those items were like triple-ish?
Yeah. Yep.
So.
Yep. So thank you, Scott, for mentioning
that. That's a home run.
Yeah.
Mine was regular grocery shopping and regular grocery shopping hours.
Right.
So,
yes.
Because, I mean, I don't do the delivery thing. When I was sick, I had to do the delivery thing, and they, you know, sorry, we had to substitute your number one item. But, you know.
That's why I quit doing it. That's why I quit doing it, because it was, and inevitably, I never got refunds and things like that. It wasn't just one store. It was, you know, I tried a few of them, and it's like, okay, you're not, you're not playing like, you hopefully practice. So I mean, I'm going to just go get
it. If you went early in the morning, you were fine. But if you did the afternoon, you weren't getting nothing.
Right. Yes.
So
I'm with you on that. My number 8, and it's for a local place within, you know, 5 miles where I live, the Beech Grove Ponderosa shut down. I'm hoping somehow they come back. That somehow in 2021, not just them, but all the businesses that have gone out of business, because, you know, those folks needed money a long time ago and they never got it. And here's another soapbox I'm going to jump on that just happened in the last 24 hours. I want to thank the federal government for thinking that $75 into my bank account is somehow going to hold me over because of COVID shortcomings, because that's exactly how much they put in my bank account in the last 24 hours for my COVID relief.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Why didn't you get 600?
Because I'm not poor enough.
Oh well, yes, I see. You are above the threshold.
Yeah, I was above the threshold, but $75 is evidently going to be the bridge to hold me over.
No, you can pull that off. You can pull that off at Aldi, but that's it. Wow.
So yeah.
Well, I saw something on Twitter, and somebody did the math, And like, if you break it down for a year, the $600, or since the last, I think it was since the last stimulus came out last March or April, whenever it was. But the $600 equals about 10 cents a hour or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and that's to my point, because the $75 will keep me at 10 cents an hour. It's already spent. So
the crazy thing is, in Europe, they're getting $3,000 to $7,000 a month.
Right.
So,
yeah. I am fine with helping the people that need it, because even I wasn't expecting anything. Yeah. And I told my parents that, you know, a week or a month ago. But it's, why do we fund things that have nothing to do with helping the people that need it?
And
because that's what this is.
And why did it come out this week?
Yeah.
You know why it came out this week, right?
Yeah, because there's an election Tuesday.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. So, curiouser and curiouser. So, oh well.
But I don't live in Georgia, so why'd I get $75?
So you can fill your gas tank and go to Aldi.
They do have good frozen pizzas.
Oh, yes, they do. I love Aldi. Yeah. Aldi's my spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, they've got the best chicken salad in town.
And actually, I didn't know this, but they're very efficient, because their employees all get at least, I think, $15 an hour plus benefits.
Right.
So, you know, full benefits. So.
Yeah, it's much better than Wally World. So, yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So. Who's up next?
I believe that's me. Are we at number 7?
8.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I got going to Indians games downtown. Oh,
without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Baseball. Yeah.
Well, that's. I've never been to one.
Oh, no, you haven't?
I have not.
It's a great time. I mean, you can get in for $5 or $6 bucks, and sitting in the outfield down the lawn is just all. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a big baseball fan to go either. It's just a good cheap entertainment there.
It's very good. It's very cheap. I think you can get the seats right behind home plate for, you know, a family of four, $60. You'd spend that for one ticket in other places. And,
all right.
You know, you see the whole field, and it's a good relaxing time. It is one of the better values. I compare it to the value you get from the hockey team, the local hockey team.
Indy Fuel.
Indy Fuel, yeah.
Do you guys know the story why Indianapolis doesn't have a professional baseball team?
I know that a long time ago they thought they would, and they'd be named the Indianapolis Arrows, but I can't remember why it fell apart. They had the logo and everything built up.
Yep.
But I don't remember why it fell apart.
Okay, so you're totally correct on that. It was 1987. They had the funding. They had the uniform. It was all ready to rock and roll. All they needed. The MLB is nutty with their ownership, and they proposed it to the MLB, but they had to have a unanimous vote. Right. So I don't know if you remember this person or not, but Marge Schott says. I was hoping
you wouldn't say that name. Oh, Lord.
Marge Schott said, Marge says in 1987, well, that would take away from my fan base. So Indianapolis can't have a team. So, too bad you're short on luck there, Indianapolis.
Nice. Thank you, Margie.
Yeah. And you know the story about her dogs, right? What the interns had to do with those.
I won't expand any further, but I'll tell you, Mark Patrick did the best impersonation of her.
Oh yeah, oh without a doubt, without a doubt.
Yeah, it was, spot on.
Yeah.
Was he the one that did it on the Bob and Tom show as well?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yeah, back.
Oh man, that was hilarious. Back
when Bob and Tom ruled the airwaves. So, yes.
Imagine sitting about 20 feet away from him when he did some of his routine at a college event when I had just got to college. I was sitting 20 feet away from him. Imagine seeing him on a stool talking like her. It was surreal. It was surreal.
That's funny. That's funny. My number eight is the Olympics.
Yes, you are correct. There's one I missed right there.
So, yeah, I mean,
that's the summer
Olympics. Bring the world together.
Yeah, that's
the Tokyo Olympics.
The summer Olympics, right? In an off year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
My number seven is globally unifying. Mine is, I just want to be back in the office with no mask. You know.
I don't blame you there.
I use so much data in December with the work I do. I almost went over my usage limit for the month. So, and that never happened. So, yeah, I need to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's the little things.
Right. Go ahead, Scott.
My number seven is just going to a bar and watching a sporting event with like other people.
Yeah.
You know, and instead of, you know, having to be 6 feet away from everybody. And, So.
Yeah, I was really loud at the Colts Steelers game downtown at the Tap. So my buddy was like trying to duck.
You didn't go to the Nickel Plate and get loud, because isn't that the Steelers' home restaurant?
I'm not a Steelers guy. I can't stand those guys. It's Raiders, man. That's you know, the Immaculate Deception. I don't want to go to their bar.
I just wondered, you know, it felt rowdy, you know.
I did. and you guys talked about this, crowds at sports.
Yeah.
So, you know, so the announcer at the end of the game doesn't say, how'd you do today there? How do you evaluate yourself after your game?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
in the loudspeaker megaphone thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So, oh, well, because I mean, yeah, I would have went to the Raiders Colts game, but I heard this year it was 300 to get in the door. So. 300 just for the ticket. So that's not counting airfare and hotel and rent a car. I'm like, no.
And the risk of getting the COVID.
Well, I mean, in a normal year, I would have went out there, but it was good. But they did no fans in the stands. But if they would have been normal, it would have been $300 to get in the door.
Actually, I kind of have that as an overall thing. Later on in my list, and I'll come back to that one, because you're kind of hitting on one of the things that I want to see in 2021 as well, that includes basically everything, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Are we on number six for me?
Yes, we are.
Number six, and this is for my parents especially, houses of worship full with no masks, you know.
Amen.
A lot of people that miss it and have maybe fallen away from it that would have always gone. And those places need to be known to be safe. And we need to get this figured out so that that can happen again.
Well, I have family in Anderson, and they closed the biggest church in Anderson. Not permanently, but I think they all went online. But yeah, they closed the biggest church in Anderson, which is a big deal.
The church that I grew up in and that my parents still are attending, either online or however they can, is open. It's a smaller church, and my sister and brother-in-law are active there, and they still go very regularly. But you know, for the larger demographic, I really do hope that those can be opened across the board.
I agree with that. I'm part of the video team at my church, and wearing the mask for almost an hour and a half. It's not a deal breaker, but it's definitely not cool.
I wore mine yesterday at our family gathering for 5 or 6 hours, and it darn near killed me. But I wasn't going to not do it. So,
yeah. Go ahead, Scott.
For number six, I had and this is a personal one for me, is playing live poker.
All right. There you go.
I occasionally partake in going down to the casinos and playing in poker tournaments, and I haven't been able to do that this year. Wow. So.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't know that. So.
Yeah, they've opened the casinos back up, but the poker rooms aren't open back up yet. Okay. At least not the ones around here. I think Vegas has with like that they've got the separators or whatever between each player, I guess. But yeah, I don't think the local ones have done that yet.
Well, that makes sense. I mean,
yeah.
My number six is really pretty simple. Hugs.
Yeah, yeah.
But you talked on that. You touched on that earlier. Okay. So. Yeah. So
my number five is totally personal and selfish. And it would actually be technically what happens this year as a result of last year's performance. I want to see a Saints Colts Super Bowl.
Okay.
So we'll know a lot more after tomorrow on that and see if it's still going to happen.
Yeah. And who knows? Never know.
Anything's possible.
So, yep. Go ahead, Scott.
My number five is going to the Indy 11 games. All three of my kids play soccer, and they really enjoyed going there. And that's my number five.
I'm looking forward to that new stadium. So.
Yeah, that's up in Broad Ripple, I believe.
Is that the site of the old Broad Ripple High School?
I believe.
Okay. I think so. I think that's where they're going to map it out anyway. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I've got a buddy of mine. He's he got in on the ground floor with them, and he's hardcore Indy 11 guy. So I'd like to, and another one of my buddies from Ball State's. Big Indy 11, so I've never been. I need to go. So,
yeah, I don't think I've been to one either. And
and I hear it's a pretty quiet event.
Are there a lot of golf claps?
Well, oh my. My number five, I don't know if this is true for you guys, but they took down all the basketball rims in my area. So I'd love to have basketball courts back up at the local schools and parks.
I'll have to look around here. Uh-huh. I haven't paid attention.
I didn't know they actually did that. I thought that was kind of like fake news.
No. It's a total fact. Yeah. I went to, they took it down at my local school that I shot at, and then they took it down at the local park that I shot at.
And maybe it's a Marion County thing. I can check that versus a Hendricks County thing or whatever, and that actually kind of touches on another one I'm going to have later on overall, which is why is it one county does this and another county does that and one city does this? And
right.
Another, you know, and on and on and on. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have learned – especially over the past year, but a little bit more over the last month or two about family members and friends of family members that while all this is going on, they're battling, you know, other terminal illnesses outside of it that have come on. And I just hope those with terminal illness either, you know, at least find comfort and at best a cure for what's ailing them. And, you know, with all the other stuff to have to worry about, you know, dealing with that and everything else going on to navigate it. I don't like that for anybody.
Right. Right. Scott?
My number four is kind of similar. I head down being able to visit sick and elderly relatives that are in the hospital or nursing homes. Which have kind of been limited since this took over.
So. Yeah, more access to hospitals is fair. Totally fair.
Yeah.
I think you guys know I'm a record collector, but you can go to some record stores, but a lot of record stores have really taken a huge punch. And they're only doing the online thing or they're only doing curbside pickup. And that to me is like, you know what? If you're going to do that, I'll just go to Tower Records and find everything. Right. So that's not what I want to do. I come to your store because I want to support your store.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So, and I've gotten that even with like some dine-in restaurants and things like that. It's like, wait a second.
Yeah.
I'll just not, or, you know, I'll do a pickup thing or whatever. Because, you know, I appreciate the effort, but whatever rules that are there, if you're following them, there's no need to shoot yourself in the foot even more.
Yeah. Yep. So, and, we'll come back to that later when we talk about restaurants.
Yeah.
So,
me for number three.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to hear, I look forward to the day I don't hear a mention of COVID in any kind of media at all.
Shut them down.
Not a peep. Zip it. Nope. www.zipit.com. You know the rest.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, they'll do, do you remember when we had COVID in 20? Oh, did you see the meme from Back to the Future? On social media? There's a meme on Instagram where Doc is getting out of the DeLorean and he's telling Michael J. Fox, don't you ever, ever, ever go to the year 2020.
That is beautiful. That is so, so beautiful. I did say when I got to the, you know, our gathering yesterday, walked in and, you know, unloaded the presents and we were getting ready to eat and everything else like that. I go, you guys remember 2020?
The total piece of crap on a stick? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to let, you know, we're in the midst of it now, but we're eventually going to look back on this and really laugh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember how crazy that?
Mm-hmm.
Then there was also a meme on, this was been several months ago when this first started. There was a meme on Instagram where of two guys in all black wearing masks. And it says, if you don't wear a mask, you're going to jail. And it was from the 1918 flu scare that killed many people. So it says, wear your mask or you're going to jail.
That was actually one of the first things my sister was talking about, because, you know, she's coming out to help me with the car and she had her mask on. I had my mask on and she looked at me and she goes, I'm only doing this for Dad. And I was like, well, you know, we're doing what we need to for others. But I quoted some of the stats that I've read about what happened 100 years ago, 102 years ago, that the Spanish flu, if you look, I believe, at Wikipedia, which we know is 100% factually correct.
I actually had to use it this week. I'm like, oh, man.
But according to that, the Spanish flu lasted from 1918 until April of 1920. And it killed 657,000 Americans.
Oh, wow.
And I believe approaching half a billion worldwide. And I didn't think, and I didn't look at this, but I didn't think they ever got a vaccine for that or were as zealous about masks, et cetera, in that time. So that's the perspective I'm trying to put on this. And with our movement, our technology, our, you know, just how we, the population size, everything else like that, I'm you know, when folks want to beat up on whatever aspect, you know, it's kind of like, these things happen about every 100 years. So we're doing what we can.
You know, I've said this for a long time and I'll say it again here. And if you guys want to call me out on it, that's fine. We're on a race between technology and humanity. Uh-huh. And to me, in my opinion, humanity's losing.
Right now it is. Right now it is.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah, there's my soapbox for the day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And I agree with that. And that's one of the things I do want to take in for my own learning, for this year is, you know, more forgiveness, more grace.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Definitely. I worked with a lady a long time ago, and when things got, relatively speaking, out of control, she'd say, "It ain't that deep."
Exactly. Precisely. So, we're not working for gold,
right.
Gold nuggets and gold bars,
right,
here.
Right. It ain't that deep.
Nope. So I think we're with Scott with number three.
Yes.
Or Rob with number three.
Number three, I had the Olympic switch. Had already mentioned.
I'm glad you guys mentioned it because I totally blew it on that one.
We've touched on this before. My number three is, don't you guys wish you had stock in Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, and Disney Plus?
For a while, when all this stuff started hitting, because the market went south, and the last time it went south like that, I got laid off. I actually had a little bit of cash, and I threw it in there. And I know I'm not a billionaire now, like Mr. Bezos or anybody, but I recognized the signs. And yes, there were a lot of opportunities like that in 2020, and I've held on to some of, I made my mistakes because I'd never done it before. But some of those companies, and there are others, I would say the airlines, the oil companies, a lot of those stocks are going to do very, very well in 2021.
And the reason why I say that is I'm a movie guy. I want movie theaters to come back, and I saw Wonder Woman.
Yep.
Wonder Woman 84, and I don't know if you guys have seen that, but it was super average.
Okay.
But I bought into HBO Max just for that movie.
Right.
And the first one was so much better. And the reason why the first one was so much better is the villain was so much better. The villain in this Wonder Woman 84 was kind of average.
Okay. Okay.
And it was too much 80s, not enough Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Okay.
There you go.
No, that's good. But you're right. Disney, Hulu, HBO, all those streaming services for quite a while, because they've had time to adapt and figured out what sells and what doesn't, and folks, they know how to time it, just like Wonder Woman 1984 for New Year's, at the right time. Guess what other great thing's going to come out, even as theaters open up. But
and what they did on the back end to cover it, since it was so average, they put the entire Wonder Woman television series on HBO Max.
There you go.
And the other huge thing that came of this is The Mandalorian is number one worldwide.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, and you couldn't get that done in a movie theater.
Right.
So, there you go.
My number two, and this is where I kind of wrap up everything into one statement, and that is I'm really hoping in 2021 we see more consistent science, which means San Francisco, I'm sorry, but if your science is saying that the 49ers can't even live there,
right,
and Los Angeles is saying it's okay for the Chargers and the Rams to not just live there but play there, something's wrong.
Right.
Something's very wrong there.
Well, you know where the Chargers play, right?
Uh-huh.
They play right by the old L.A. Forum where the Lakers used to play in Inglewood. That's where the SoFi Stadium is.
Yep, that is right now. Okay, I remember it.
Which is not a high-end area.
Right, right. So what gives,
Right.
So more consistent science. It gets to what we were talking about earlier with the record stores. It's like you've got one that is trying sort of, but, not really, and you've got goalposts that are basketball goals that you're not allowed to go to in Marion County, but possibly you are in Hendricks County. Okay, what consistent science is being followed in either scenario that I just mentioned?
None. Right. So,
yep.
What you got, Scott?
For my number two, it is going to concerts.
I'm really close there with you, brother.
I had a couple that got postponed or rescheduled from 2020, and hopefully they get rescheduled in 2021. Yeah. But
that's a good.
That is my hope.
My number two is dining in all the restaurants, including my kid's favorite McDonald's, which we visit every week. So, yes.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I ain't loving it.
We had a very vigorous discussion about the McRib yesterday at our get together. So
go ahead.
I want to hear this. Yeah. Well, my ex-wife, when she was in high school, actually worked for McDonald's, and one of the folks.
kidding me. So okay, did mine. Okay. Mine did okay. too.
And then now, one of my coworkers, her brother is an executive with corporate McDonald's in Chicago, and he flies all over the world and does, you know, just the corporate thing for McDonald's. So I get to hear a lot of different takes on it. The discussion was around how does McDonald's, for example, make more money by periodically bringing out the McRib and then taking it away versus just keeping it out there? Or, you know, like when COVID hit, basically rationing down the menu on a certain select number of items. And I don't think it's just about sales. I think it's just about kind of like with, Disney with Wonder Woman 1984. You know, it's about timing.
Right. That was HBO Max. But yeah,
oh, yeah, exactly. Sorry.
That's fine. But my argument with the McRib is when you used to go there and order the large, they would give you two.
Uh-huh.
They totally took that. They totally took that away.
Okay.
So now they changed the formula on it because it doesn't taste the
same. That's what my mom was saying.
So that's exactly I don't get it anymore.
Yeah.
It's a rubber-ish, yeah. A little more rubber-ish.
Yep, I've heard that before too. What I do is I buy one. Every time they do that, I'll buy one. But I'm not going to hoard them. You know, if it is made with what I think it's made with, it's like a Twinkie. It'll last for a few decades. But
The hot dog material.
You can strap it on your wheels and drive down the road with it.
Yeah. What's really in a hot dog, boys and girls?
I've had a very crude description of what that is. I always, when I try to default to that, I was like, it's the same stuff in bologna. We'll just leave it there.
or the non-censored version.
Yeah, blanks and blanks.
You said Yosemite Sam. So.
But they are delicious, and I would not take them away from anyone.
No. Okay, so I think we're up to number one. What you got, Rob?
Scott hit on it. I think, Joe, you've hit on it a little bit, but mine's very specific. June 29th, 2021. And this is in the context of what just happened in the last week and a half to 2 weeks in Nashville. I will be in Nashville for a concert, God willing, that you know, everything gets under control there and just in the nation in general. But it will be... Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett.
That's a good lineup.
Sixth row center stage. That was supposed to happen.
Are you familiar with the?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the Runaways?
I am not.
Joan Jett was in the Runaways, and they did a song. Right. They had a hit song, Cherry Bomb.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was in Gardens and Galaxies too.
Right. And yeah,
great song.
During the time of COVID, I don't think he died from COVID, but the actual writer of the song "I Love Rock and Roll" has passed away since then. And I think it was from right before when the original concert was scheduled, which was June 29th, 2020. But of course, didn't happen. So, yeah, that's the thing for me that will let me know that everything's back to normal if that happens. So.
So you've seen the movie Dirt on Netflix then?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
I saw that and I was like, wowzers.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Wowzers.
Yeah, and I think it's a behind the music, and they're talking with Tommy Lee, and he goes through when he literally died. And what happened with that?
That was Nicky Six.
Okay, you've seen it though, and you know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah,
where he died. They took him to the hospital. He left. He came home, and he put on his answering machine. That sorry, I can't come to the phone right now because I'm dead.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Motley Crue fan at all, that's a must see. Or read the book. Go get the book.
Yeah,
the book's probably better.
And the thing was, it was so funny because. Not funny, but just kind of the world we're in now. When I told my parents in the last couple weeks that that's rescheduled, my mom looks at me and she goes, "They're still alive."
That's awesome right there. That's awesome. That's outstanding. What you got, Scott? What's your number one?
Monday morning's March Madness returns.
Oh yes, brother. They canceled all that, didn't they?
It started when this all started coming out back in March, and the conference tournaments had just started and everything.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's my favorite time of year right there.
Yeah, March Madness. I can't believe I missed that one.
So far, so good this college basketball season, and let's hope.
And Scott, I think on that day I texted you because I'd put through some wagers on those games, and I was like, "What happens to my money?"
Yeah,
you'll get a full refund.
I did get a full refund. Yes, they were on the up and up there. So.
My number one is just like Rob's live concerts. Coldplay would have came here. They put out a new album. Coldplay would have came here this summer, and I would have seen them for the big 5-0 birthday, but all that got flushed. So I'm, hoping the full concert venue gets going and all these bands can start making money, because you don't make money making records. You make money touring.
Right. Right.
So especially the local bands. The local bands need to be touring. So yeah. So I hope that all comes back for 2021. Yes. Final thoughts, gentlemen.
Go Colts.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. We got to do this really quick. Let me find a piece of paper here. Predictions for Colts scores, Rob.
I will not say 6-9 on this one. I will say
Jimi Hendrix.
I will say it will be 24-31 Colts.
Okay. Scott.
I'm going 27-17 Colts.
And I am going with 24-21 Colts. Hot Rod for the win.
There you go. As always.
Yes.
Except for last week. That will just let
their offense didn't show up. The defense couldn't stop nobody.
Dreadful. The final thought on that is it's been 2 weeks where the Colts were in control the first half, the second half. I think Phillip Rivers even mentioned it after last week's game. He said, we did not get lackadaisical, but yes, I think they get lackadaisical in the second half. I hope they'll close it out.
They're playing way too conservative.
Right.
They're trying to, you can't sit on the ball for a full quarter in opposing stadium.
Right. Right.
You can't do that. Yeah. You got to play to win, not play not to lose.
Right. And that's what they did the previous 2 weeks, and they won one barely, and that the second one they lost in a really bad way, because they could be in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, they would be controlling their destiny.
Yep.
Exactly. Okay, this episode's been brought to you by the letter B as in bowl, Joshua 1, Psalm 91, 1 Peter 5, 7, praying for a quick end to the virus and a safe vaccination for all. And for Rob and Scott, I'm Joe Carney for Indy's Local Flavor. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening, and